Today, we'd like to study the title of interracial marriage in Ezra chapter 10, verses 1 to 44. To online wiser people, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 1, now while Ezra was praying and while he was confessing, weeping and bowing down before the house of God, a very large assembly of men, women, and children gathered to him from Israel, for the people wept very bitterly. What was he confessing when this context with the other assembly? Question 2, in verse 2, and Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, spoke up and said to Ezra, "We have trespassed against our God and have taken pagan wives from the peoples of the land. Yet now there is a hope in Israel in spite of this. Why was to take pagan wives a trespass against God? And how about today?" Question 3, verse 11. "Now therefore make a confession to the Lord God of your fathers and do his will, separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from the pagan wives." What steps can we see before our Lord when we commit a sin? 530 before Christ, the first captivity return in Ezra chapter verse 2 indicate about 5,000 men returns. The times the leaders, Zerubbabel as the governor of Judah and Jeshua as a priest. Second captive return occurred in 458 before Christ. The covering from Ezra chapter 7 verse 1 to chapter 10 verse 44. Today we are covering chapter 10. About 2,000 men, obviously plus wives and children. So to return. So usually we may assume about times 3,000 or 6,000 people return. So Ezra, as a priest, as a leader, so for spiritual revival here. So Ezra for spiritual revival. So they to repent their trespass against God. So, which is the marriage with foreigners, basically. Third captivity return in 444 before Christ. They cover Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 13, verse 31. Nehemiah, the governor of Judah as the leader, basically for rebuilding city walls. First one, now while Ezra was praying and while he was confessing. So question one, what was he confessing? So in this context, we can see verse 2, confess the matter, trespass against our God, which is to take pagan wives. So here praying. Luke chapter 21, verse 36, we need a praying to escape judgments. So basically Jesus talking about the churches to be caught up before the great tribulation. Luke chapter 21, verse 36, watch therefore and pray always, you may be counted worthy to escape all these things, great tribulation, judgment in this context, Luke chapter 21, that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So prayer always, in order to avoid tempted into sin. So that kind of a function here. So praying, they want you to avoid certain punishment, judgment caused by that trespass, which is to take a pagan wives or foreign wives. So confessing to take a pagan wives in verse 2. So confessing simply means open heart, naturally followed by corrected acts or works, not just a mere word. So confession actually meaning natural heart followed by corrected act or words, not just a mere word. That's why the 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, if we confess our sin, open out, I admit my sin, repent my sin. So followed by naturally corrected behavior, which means no longer practice of that particular sin. He is faithful. So he is faithful. He kept his word and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, including a known sin too. Weeping and bowed down before the house of God, a very large assembly of men. So a very large assembly of men together. Here, Ezra, the representatives of the people, so all together, the repenting, confessing, women and children gathered. Although Ezra did not take pagan wives, gathered to him because that is one body as God's people. To him from Israel, for the people wept very bitterly. So this is a really fervent prayer. Verse 2, and Shechaniah, the son of Jael, one of the sons of Elam, spoke up and said to Ezra, we have trespassed against the God. So admit, repented, and have taken pagan wives from the people of the land, where yet now there is hope in Israel in spite of this. Why hope? Because they restore, they would receive forgiveness from God. Why was it to take a pagan wife to trespass against God? Because Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 3 and 4, God specifically take, nor shall you make a marriage with them, foreigners. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son. So really, prohibition against international marriage. The reason, first and foremost important, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other God. Because the interracial marriage causes pagan worships. That's example, Solomon. So 7,000 wives, 3,000 concubines. So Solomon's heart was turned away from God to foreign gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy your suddenly. So God is not literally against the foreign wives. That kind of example we can see is Ruth, Ruth. Actually, Ruth is Moabite, right? But Ruth has become a wife of Boaz, right? Boaz. So, that kind of thing. So, Ruth, kept the faith, in the Lord. So, but this is more important is the marriage is the heart, turned away after pagan gods. So in New Testament is really focused on very clearly on faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, 15, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So God is prohibited marriage with unbelievers. For what fellowship? fellowship meaning intimate relationship, has righteousness with lawlessness. Lawlessness, the violation of law. Here, law is God's law, God's word. And while communion has light with darkness, we are belong to light, but the non-Christian belong to darkness. And while the court agreement as Christ and Belial, so one is a children of God, the other children of the devil. So, or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? Right here, we shouldn't to accomplish with unbelief. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. Also, we should not know, the racial discrimination at all. There is no distinction between Jew and the Gentiles. For the same Lord, all Christians, same Lord of all, is rich to all who call upon Him. Really focus on call upon Him. So really seeking God. So all who call upon Him, love God, that is depend upon, you are calling upon God, may be rich given by God. James chapter 2, verse 1, prohibited against partiality. My brethren, do not hold the face of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. Partiality is meaning give a favor to a certain group, disregarding other group, or affecting disfavoritism to other group. That's partiality. Partiality in terms of race, prohibited here, or in terms of money, wealth, so in terms of genetic line, that kind of is, God is prohibited in New Testament clearly. So now verse 3, now therefore let us make a covenant with our God. Covenant is a promise with our God to put away all these wise, those who have been born to them. Basically, they put away all pagan wives and children through pagan wives. That's a serious business. So here, first one, confessing here, naturally followed by action and works. That's why separated. That kind of, to separate, to make a mutual promise with God to put away wives and children. So here we see naturally follow the action or works coming out. So that is a confession here. So make words. So there's willing heart. This is showing willing heart to put away pagan wives. According to the advice of my master and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to law. So not to Deuteronomy, God's commandment arise for this matter is your responsibility. Your responsibility simply meaning to Ezra's duty as a priest and leader of the captivity to put away all pagan wives and their children. We also are with you. Be of good courage and do it. So those people encourage to Ezra's duties. So this kind of encouragement to me, before starting to teach God's word to English speaking people. That time I was really discouraged, one lady encouraged me to speak God's word, people is a ship. So she used to be a minister. She also was afraid over teaching the word of God, although she was born in America. So that kind of like that. So really encouraging this one. Verse 5, then Ezra arose and made the leaders of the priests and Levites and all the Israelites swear on earth. Swear meaning irrevocable promise. In New Testament, an oath is very limited because Matthew chapter 5, verse 33 and 37, Jesus said, no shall you swear by your head, you know, because you cannot make one hair white or black, but let your yes be yes, and your no, no, for whatever is more than this is from the evil one. That's why New Testament also is very limited. Limited such as, you know, court, you know, testimony, also wedding marriage, you know. Yeah, I think most of the two cases, but the other case not, you know, really also is not, you know, recommended. But all the testament, you know, also is right here. So swear on earth that they would be according to this word, so they swear on earth. Then Ezra, Roja, priest from before the house of God or temple, and went into chamber of Jehonoan, the son of Eliashib, and when he came there, he ate no bread and drank no water, simply fasting prayer. Fasting is really focused on God, you know, call upon God, rather than is denying, you know, your flesh need, you know, body need, hunger, you know, kind of thing. So that is really focus. No bread, drink, no, really focus on God. For he mourns because of the guilt of those from the captivity. So his representative prayer, you know, likewise too. And they issued a proclamation to Judah and Jerusalem. So the Judah, you know, Jerusalem capital city, to all the descendants of the captivity. And they must gather at Jerusalem, that whoever would not come within 3 days, only 3 days is given, according to the instructions of the leaders and the elders. All his property would be confiscated. Confiscated meaning would be taken away. So simply, you did not show up within 3 days, your property would be taken away, and he himself would be separated from the assembly. Simply excommunicated forth of those from the captivity. So all, you know, the Judah, Jewish people come here, but not show up, excommunicated. So all the men of Judah, Benjamin, how come Judah, Benjamin? Because it's just the Judah, Benjamin, the South Judah, North Israel, you know, the other 10 tribes, you know, composed the Northern Israel, you know, married with Assyrians, so a lot of his, the blood intermixed. Judah Benjamin gathered at Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the ninth month. Ninth month, like December, Gregorian, you know, our calendar. Wintertime, often raining, you know, in Israel. On the 20th month of the month, December 20th, and all the people sat in the open square of the house of God. So that is the court of the temple. Trembling, why is like trembling is shaking a little because of this matter and because of heavy rain. So they feel, you know, probably chilly. Then Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, you have transgressed and have taken pagan wives or foreign wives, adding to the guilt of Israel. So adding to guilt of Israel is here, one body over all Israel people. So yours commit sin is contaminate whole body. That's why Ezra also praying compassion to all people together. Now therefore make a compassion to the Lord. So when we commit a sin, he'll show up to restore first the compassion, open heart, admit your sin. Then followed by natural corrective behavior. God over your product and do His will. Now it's the action coming, work coming. The question is, what is, how can I know His will? Jesus' plan is His will. Here's John chapter 7, verse 17, 18 said, if anyone wills to do His will, God's will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. So first one is the doctrine from God, so which is the word of God from the Bible. So His will first is what is relevant of Bible verse in two particular situations. This case is a trespass against God because taking foreign wives. That's they could find out as we read Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 3 and 4, like Solomon's sin. So they found it. So from God, from the Bible. Then is He will speak from Himself, seeks His own glory, but He seeks the glory of the one who sent Him, His true, known righteousness is in Him. Because of self-glory or for God's glory. So for God's pleasure. So to His will, number one, to relevant, God's word, blessed for His pleasure. So for God's pleasure, because they want to obey God, that's why they do His will. They do His will, then separate yourself. So separate yourself from particular sin. That's why they take away foreign wives and children. So help Jews, help pagan white blood, but take it away. So separate yourself is in that way. So ultimate to the world, you know, all unrighteousness, you should separate from there. Then, verse 12, then all the assembly answered and said with a loud voice, yes, as you have said. So you must to hear, must. Must is different from should or to. Must is mandatory. But there are many people. So must is, we can see, you know, tithe in Old Testament, must, mandatory. If you do not make a tithe, you know, consider it as deep. So but New Testament, Jesus said, so first thing, you know, you should love God. And you should know God is righteous, justice, love. Then you ought to do tithes. So in New Testament is recommendation, is a should, you know, kind of thing. So that is a little, you know, slight difference. But there are many people, it is the season for heavy rain. We are not able to stand outside. Because heavy rain is chilly, trembling. Nor is this the work of 1 or 2 days. So a lot of people involved there, so we already read it, you know. So up to verse 44, you know, a lot of people involved there, a lot of name list there. So not just 1 day or 2 days, for there are many of us who have transgressed in this matter. Even, you know, Joshua, the priest's son, also involved there, and interracial marriage too. Please let the leaders of the entire assembly stand and let all those hear. So we see, you know, God is the order, in order, not confusion. In our cities, we have taken pagan wives, come at appointed times together with the elders, judges of their cities. So those, you know, the leaders, the elders, judges, until the fierce wrath of our God is turned away from us in this matter. So here, you know, we can see the purpose to please God until the God's fierce wrath was turned away, or to glorify God. Only Jonathan, the son of Asher, and Jaijaya, apparently, actually, contending, the son of Tikvah, opposed this idea. And Meshulam and Shabriah, the Levite, gave them support. So those are people, very minor people, you know, oppose this idea. Then descendant of the captivity did so. And Ezra, priest with certain heads of the father's household, was set apart by the father's household, each of them by name, and they sat down on the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. So the first day, 10th month is January. So December, so now January, they start to examine the matter, whether or not they commit particular trespass. By the first day of the first month, so they finished. So April, 3 months it took, 3 months in April, in the first day they finished questioning all the men who had taken pagan wives. So there is examination, the total 3 months it took. And among the sons of the priest, here is the order. So in the first order at the house of temple, the temple minister first, you know, first the priests. First Peter chapter 4 verse 17, for the time has come for the judgment to begin at the house of God. If it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? So Jesus said, you know, you receive a lot of favors, you know, will be called a lot of responsibility. So that's why in order, this is the first priest, then here the sons of Jeshua also coming out. Jeshua is a priest as the leader of the first captivity, but Jeshua's sons involved there. So gave their promise they would put away their wives and being. So their promise of their covenant, put their wives and children, then he's offering to ram of flocks of their trespass offering. So priest, then is verse 23, the Levites, as we read, then order priests, the Levites. Then verse 24, the singers. Singers is a very important. Singers is actually prayers with melody. That's a song, a prayer, a type of prayer. Singers, also gatekeepers. Gatekeepers is a temple gatekeepers. So the house of the Lord, the temple, in order, first priests, family members who violated God's commandment, then Levites, then is singers, you know, gatekeepers, then other in Israel, others of Israel, all other Israel. So here is a lot of names listed. How come a lot of his names listed? Because the purpose is the public reprimand. So to warn, you know, other people not to commit a serious trespass. First Timothy chapter 5, you know, verse 20 says, those who are sinning, rebuke in presence of all. Why? The rest all may fear. So obviously this is a public brand. One example, you know, attorney, you know, commit a certain violation of attorney law in secular society. So that is the magazine, you know, public, you know, reprimand, like suspension, you know, for 3 years, you know, whatever, you know, kind of thing. You know, that kind of function, you know, in Israel people. So that is actually needed is the love and wisdom, because the purpose is to restore their spirit. So here, Ezra is the purpose, the spiritual restoration. So verse 44, all these had pagan wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children. So pagan wives and their children are taken away from Israel, so excommunicated, because spiritual revival of the list of names from 22:40-43 through public reprimands. So let's see, you know, each question answer. In verse 1, now while Ezra was praying and while he was confessing, weeping and bowing down before the house of God, a very large assembly together of men. Here we can see Ezra the representative of all assembly. Men, women, children gathered to him from Israel, for the people wept very bitterly. What was he confessing in this context with the assembly? This we can see in verse 2, said to take pagan wives, considered as a trespass. Question 2 in verse 2, and Zechariah, the son of Jael, one of the sons of Elam, spoke up and said to Ezra, we have trespassed against our God and have taken pagan wives from the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel in spite of this trespass. Why was to take pagan wives a trespass against God? Because of God's commandment, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 34, so you shall not marry foreign man or a woman, because you might serve other gods. That's the reason. And how about today? Today really focus on faith in Jesus Christ. So we shouldn't marry with unbelievers. Question 3 in verse 11. Now therefore make confession to the Lord God over your fathers and do his will. Separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from the pagan world. What steps can we see before our Lord when we commit a sin? First, the confession. Number 2, do his will. So how do I know I do his will, God's will? So relevant part verse, bless for God's plans or God's glory. That is do his will. Then separate it from, no longer practice of that particular sin. That is separate from, in this case, the foreign land, foreign wife, and here, pagan wife is separate. So in this case, they separate, they return the pagan wives into foreign countries with their children together, helper, bloody children together there. So let's see. Let's just sing song all together. Is Blue Book page 4, number 3. Then we conclude our Bible study.